Well, of course, the storm that we're talking about is a flood, right? You know, God sent 40 days, 40 nights of rain to destroy the world, as seen in Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through 8. And this is the reason. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time.
Wow.
I mean, like, there's a statement right there.
Yeah.
Every inclination. You know, there was, like, basically nothing that was good. The Lord regretted that he made human beings on the earth. Let me repeat that line again. The Lord regretted that he made human beings on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. So the Lord said, I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I have created, and with them the animals, the birds, and the creatures that move along the ground, for I regret that I have made them. That's God's words right there. I regret that I made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. You always got to love that, but. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. So, you know, the hope of the human race lay in Noah and his family. You know, this is why God sent the global flood, to really just basically start all over again. I mean, like, if it hadn't been for Noah and his family, I mean, like, basically God would have started all over again completely. You know, but there was a remnant, you know. There's always a remnant. You know, you see that in history. You know, whether it's the Israelites or anything else, there's a remnant. And right here, the remnant of the human race in eight people.
Yeah. And it's such an interesting story, too, when it comes to, like, Noah and the ark and the flood and everything, because it's paralleled. Like, didn't we speak about it a few weeks ago where Jesus said, just like in the times of Noah, is going to be like when the Son of Man returns.
Yeah.
It's very interesting things.
And, you know, here's the thing. We're seeing that today.
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing the days of Noah basically playing out before our eyes.
And, well, and it's so interesting, too, because I don't know if you find this, but sometimes I feel like I interpret the world around me based off of my worldview. Maybe that's the way, not my worldview, but the way that I've experienced life. So it's like, oh, well, things aren't that bad because maybe I've not experienced that, but... You know, then again, there are things going on all over the world. And even vice versa. Sometimes I'm like, oh, man, life is just feeling so difficult, but life is still good, you know?
So it's so true.
It's just very interesting. But there you go.